Not a moment too soon. As the floodwaters continue to rise in the town of Cesena, a young child is saved just in time and handed over to rescue workers. A moment of hope amid the devastation. Elsewhere in the town, as the water reached as high as the tops of buildings, coast guards managed to pull this man to safety. The only means of escape through a small window in the roof.
Sono 24 i comuni.
24 municipalities have been flooded. Unfortunately, all the rivers of Emilia-Romagna have overflowed their embankments, causing flooding.
The torrential rain across Emilia-Romagna forced the swollen banks of 14 rivers to burst, flooding the surrounding areas, cutting off roads and rail links. Even in the regional capital, Bologna, where streets in the city centre were inundated, with hardly any protection to keep the rushing waters at bay. Local mayors warned people not to travel or approach areas close to rivers and to keep away from basements and ground floors of buildings. This is the second time this month in this region where people have been killed as a result of extreme weather conditions. A state of emergency has once again been declared, with the Interior Minister Matteo Piantedosi visiting to see the damage. Already so extensive that the Emilia-Romagna Grand Prix at the Imola circuit was postponed to focus on rescue efforts in the region. The rise of extreme weather-related events in Italy has been documented by the government's environment agency. In the past decade alone, record high temperatures and severe storms have risen fivefold. Yet little has been done to mitigate the risks in a country that is already especially vulnerable to such climate events. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera.